What's up? This is Joe Smith. I'm your host of the ABA Student Podcast, and today we have an interesting topic we're going to discuss about. Not only is it interesting, but it is necessarily the most foundation of our field. So we're going to be discussing a little bit about Chapter 1 from the Cooper book, Applied Behavior Analysis. So applied behavior analysis is a scientific approach for discovering environmental variables that reliably influence socially significant behavior and for developing a technology of behavior change that takes practical advantage of those discoveries. So in the first chapter, it talks about some keywords and some basic characteristics of and a definition of science. So science refers to a systematic approach for seeking and organizing knowledge about the natural world. The overall goal is to achieve through a thorough understanding of the phenomena, understudy, or socially important behaviors. The definition is collecting facts about observed events that can be quantified, classified, and examined for possible relations with other known facts. And prediction is repeated observations reveal that two events consistently covar with each other, and when systematic covariation between two events is found, it is called a correlation. For control, evidence from scientific findings. This is where a functional relation exists when a well-controlled experiment reveals a specific change in one event, which is the dependent variable, can reliably be produced by specific manipulations of another event, which is the independent variable. And the change in dependent variable was unlikely to be the result of extraneous factors or confounding variables. Functional relations are also correlations. So in ABA, we also have something called Attitudes of Science. The acronym that we use for Attitudes of Science is DEAR-PP, which is Determinism, Empiricalism, Experimentation, Replication, Parsimony, and Philosophical Doubt. Again, the acronym is DEAR-PP. So, determinism is when the thought of is a lawful and orderly place in which all phenomena occurs as a result of other events, and it's not willy-nilly. There is definitely a cause and effect, and you can also use if and then statements. Empiricism is the practice of objective observation of the phenomena of interest. Demands objective observation based on thorough description, systematic and repeated measurements, and precise quantification of the phenomena of interest. And with empiricism, we care about the facts. Now, experimentation, aka experimental analysis, is a careful conducted comparison of some measures of the phenomenon of interest, which is a dependent variable, under two or more different conditions in which only one factor at a time, the independent variable, differs from one condition to another. The basic strategy of most of the sciences requires manipulating variables and all the variables to be controlled except for the dependent variable. Replication. The repeating of experiments in the independent variable conditions within an experiment is also the primary method for which scientists determine the reliability and usefulness of their findings and discovery discover their mistakes. Parsimony, this states that all simple logical explanations for the phenomenon under investigation be ruled out before more complex or abstract explanations are considered. And then you have philosophical doubt, which is scientists continually questions the truthfulness of what is regarded as fact. It's good to be a little skeptical during this time. And even though it's been years since a study has come out and has been validated, is practitioners should be skeptical as researchers. And it's good to be a little bit of a skeptic. Just because something new could come about and realize that that method is not the end all be all. There is something new and better that can be used. So during this chapter also, it talks about the brief history of development of behavior analysis. Behaviorism is a philosophy of the science of behavior. Basic research is the province of experimental analysis of behavior, or EAB, and developing a technology for improving behavior is the concern of the ABA. Environmental, not mentalistic, explanations of behavior, and this behaviorism emerged in the early 20th century as a reaction to mentalistic psychology, which had difficulty making predictions that could be tested. EAB, let's get talk about a little bit more about EAB, or experimental analysis of behavior. You do have something called mentalism, or the spiritual, psychic, subjective feelings, attitudes, and processing. And this is an approach to explaining behaviors that believes an inner dimension exists and causes behavior, which is traditional psychology. Traditional psychology is mentalism. Also, under this umbrella of mentalism, you have hypothetical constructs, or aka imaginary constructs. And these are presumed but unobserved entities, like information processing, free will, things like that. And then under this same umbrella, you have this field called explanatory fictions. Fictitious variables are another name for observed behavior and contribute nothing to an understanding of the variables responsible for maintaining behavior. This is where teachers would be like, I know he didn't do his work because he didn't want to, or once, or keyword is like figure out. This is what I hear a lot in teaching, is these explanatory fictitions. There's also something under this mentalistic umbrella called circular reasoning. And this is the cause and effect are both inferred from the same information, which doesn't help anything because it just goes around in a circle and, you know, it just doesn't explain anything. Now, methodological behaviorism is the branch of behaviorism that acknowledges the existence of mental events but do not consider them in the analysis of behavior. Now, radical behaviorism is different. Radical behaviorism is the branch of behaviorism that does not restrict the science of behavior to phenomena that can be detected by more than one person. So for radical behaviorism, they also incorporate these private thoughts that people have. Now, in behavior analysis, there are four branches. The acronym for this is CASE. You have conceptual analysis of behavior. You have applied behavior analysis. You have behavior service delivery. And then you have experimental analysis of behavior. Conceptual analysis of behavior, or aka behaviorism, examines the philosophical, theoretical, historical, and methodological issues. Applied behavior analysis refers to behavior analysis that assess, monitor, analyze, revise, if needed, and communicate the effects of further work. They create behavior change tactics that can increase behavior and teach and maintain behavior. Make behavior sensitive to environmental events, generalize behavior, and reduce problem behavior, etc. Now, behavior service delivery refers to like teachers. These are non-BCBAs, BCABAs, implementing ABA within their professions, education, sports, psychology, health, and business. An experimental analysis of behavior is the research on basic processes and principles, and conducted mainly in laboratories. Now, the last part of this chapter talks about the defining characteristics of applied behavior analysis, which is a 7 dimensions of ABA. This section is the defining work of Bayer, Wolf, and Rinsley from 1968. The hint, if you're trying to remember what the author's names are, they're Grizzly Bear and Wolf, which is a great hint. And in this article, it recommends that applied behavior analysis should be applied behaviorally, analytically, technologically, conceptually, systematic, effective, and capable of appropriately generalized outcomes. So, first, behavioral. And before I go there, let's talk about the acronym, okay? The acronym for this is BACCAGE. I have also heard of Get a Cab. However, I like BACCAGE because for me, it makes more sense. So for BACCAGE, the first one, the B, the behavioral dimension of ABA, is observable events of one behavior in need of improvement. For applied, it just talks about ABA improves everyday life of clients by focusing on improving socially significant behaviors. Technological defines operative procedures clearly and in detail so they are replicable. That's the key, that these procedures need to be clearly and detailed so they can be replicable, so then they can be applied multiple times. I mean, the science can be applied multiple times. So when I think about something being replicable, I think of cooking, you know, or a cook making a recipe book. You have to follow that recipe so then that same technology can be replicated. Conceptually systematic. This is where we talk about best practice. All procedures should follow the same basic principles of behavior analysis and should be best practice. Analytical, or AKA functional relation, experimentation, control, causation. This is the big one because, you know, we care about observing behavior and finding that functional relation between a behavior and its variables. So, when the experimental had demonstrated a functional relation between the manipulated events and a reliable change in some measurable dimension of the targeted behavior, and this is also believability, is the experimental control sufficient enough to prove a reliable functional relation? And then generality, which is G on BACCAGE, extends behavioral change across time, setting, or other behaviors. Then lastly, but not least, effective. This improves behavior in a practical manner, not simply making a change that is statistically significant. Okay, and that's it for the first podcast. I hope you enjoyed this. I'm hoping that making these podcasts will be effective and help me study, but I'm also hoping that they can help you study as well when we're getting ready for the BCBA exam or the BCABA exam. Either way, if you need help or you have suggestions or ways I can improve this podcast, please send me an email or write a comment below. I'd be more than happy to, you know, change and to adapt to my listeners' needs. All right. Have a good day and stay safe out there.